Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. There are certain features of life that most of us probably just glaze over. All of the bridges, crisscrossing roads, even the pavement itself. But if you're an immigrant to the U.S., resettled in Denver, you have a totally different appreciation for these types of places and things. And even just the fact that you have an apartment for shelter in the first place. Let's hear from Goshen, a native to Congo, and an asset to the Mile High City, which he now calls home.
My name is Goshen Carmel.
Goshen? Hey, man.
Hey,
it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, brother.
Thanks for stopping by our cardboard fort here.
It's my pleasure, man.
Maybe it'd be helpful if you just kind of gave like a quick rundown on your life story so far before we jump into like your tie to Denver places.
Oof, my life story is really long, man.
It is hard to connect.
I wish I could write a book about it, but I'm a videographer. I'm a photographer.
A really good one, I might add. You just had a show. You've been to the White House.
Yeah.
You do good stuff.
I've been here in the U.S. for 7 years and a half. I feel like the U.S. is my home now. Colorado is home. Denver was like the first place that I got into when I flew here. I was resettled by the Lutheran Family Services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as a newcomer here, I just wanted to learn a new thing. It was a new country, new place.
What do you remember from when you first got here?
I was impressed by the roads, the bridges all over the place, the way life moves.
What do you notice about the way life moves here?
It feels like things are moving a little faster.
I'm actually fascinated by something you said. One of the first things you noticed was more the architectural infrastructure, or the infrastructure of the architecture, it just like the bridges, the roads. And I feel like those are things that folks normally just gloss over. So what stood out to you about them?
I felt like they were a little more developed and bigger. Compared to where I'm from, like roads are smaller. Some places roads are paved, some places they're not paved. Yeah, there's like bridges, like roads going on top of each other. I mean, those are things that I didn't get to see much because I'm from a little town in Goma in Congo.
So tell me about some of the buildings that shaped you once you got here. It could have been a house, it could have been a place that you met somebody, anything like that.
Well, the thing is that when I first got here, I was put into an apartment.
Where was the apartment?
It was in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
It was near Colfax and Billings. So pretty much in that apartment, there was a lot of other people who came here as immigrants. Many of them were, some of them were refugees. Some of them were just immigrants who just happens to be here. That kind of helped me out to see other immigrants, even people from Africa who came here like as refugees. So we could relate sometimes to the struggle that we had, the struggle that we faced. And as time goes by, we could also speak about what should we do so we could assimilate and be part of this new community we're in too. So yeah, that's how I say it. This building were kind of like, it's a home place,
yeah.
You know, a shelter. Places where we could call friends and be like, hey, let's share a meal.
Wow. And tell me about where life's going for you now.
I'm still doing filmmaking. I love it. I enjoy it.
Didn't you learn at Emily Griffith?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's how
another like Denver landmark.
Yeah. That's how I got into filmmaking. At the time I was working as a baker, so I was working nights shift, and I could go to school in the mornings. While I was baking, I did put my money together. I started saving money little by little, looking how can I invest this money I'm saving into camera, because that's what all I wanted to do.
Well, for somebody who moved here and was so aware of how much faster things were moving when you got here than your home, your old home. You definitely became somebody who moved really fast and found some cool ways to live your life.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fast. I remember talking to my mom before she moved here to the U.S. and she, when I went to visit the White House, she was like, "How did you end up doing photography? Now you're being invited at Obama's house to because of your photography work." And then myself, I don't realize it.
Yeah.
I just did
because you're living it.
Yeah, I'm living it, and then it kind of don't feel real to me. I'm just feeling like I'm doing just my thing, you know. One day I just sat down and thought about it, and I was like, I'm doing cool stuff though.
Yeah,
you know. Sometimes I don't realize it, or I'm like, I kind of take it for granted. Mm. So, but whenever I hear it from another perspective, I kind of, it makes me feel good. So I'm just happy. I'm just blessed, man.
Goshen, thanks for coming and sharing.
Sure.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.